from Plato. The man who has an elevated mind and takes a view of all time and of all substance, do you suppose it possible for him to think that human life is anything great? It is not possible, he said. Such a man then will think that death also is no evil. Certainly not. From Antisthenes. It is a king's business to do good and be abused for it. Also from Antisthenes, it is a base thing for the countenance to be obedient and to regulate and compose itself as the mind commands, when the mind will not regulate and compose itself as best becomes it. From several poets and writers. It is not right to vex ourselves at the things that distress us, for these things care naught about it. You will merely become a laughing stock to the immortal gods and to us. Life must be reaped like the ripe ears of corn. One man is born, another dies. And if the gods care not for me and for my children, there is some reason for it. So long as I have the good with me and the just, I will not join the others in their wailing or violent emotion. This from Plato. My just answer is this. You say wrong, sir, if you think that a man of any value should be weighing up the risk of life or death. Surely he should instead be trying to determine in all that he does whether he is doing what is just or unjust, and the works of a good or a bad man. For thus it is, men of Athens, in truth. Wherever a man has placed himself, thinking it the best place for him, or has been placed by a commander, there, in my opinion, he ought to stay and to abide the hazard, taking nothing into the reckoning, either death or anything else, before the baseness of deserting his post. But, my good friend, reflect whether that which is noble and good is not something different from saving someone's life and being yourself saved. And as to a man living for such or such a time, at least one who is really a man, this is surely a thing to be dismissed from his thoughts. And life lived for the sake of life. Rather, he should entrust it to the deity and believe what the women say, that no man can escape his destiny. So the next inquiry is how he may best live the time that he has to live. Look round at the courses of the stars, as if you were going along with them, and constantly consider the changes of the elements into one another. For such thoughts purge away the filth of the earthly life. This is a fine saying of Plato, that he who is discoursing about men should look also at earthly things as if he viewed them from some higher place, should look at the assemblies, armies, agricultural labours, marriages, treaties, births, deaths, the noise of the courts of justice, deserted places, various nations of barbarians, feasts, lamentations, markets, and see how all these form an orderly combination of contraries. Consider the past. Such great changes of political supremacies. You can foresee also the things which will be, for they will certainly be of like form, and it is not possible that they should deviate from the order of the things which take place now. Accordingly, to have contemplated human life for 40 years is the same as to have contemplated it for 10,000 years. For what more will you see? That which has grown from the earth shall to the earth return, but that which has sprung from heavenly seed back to the heavenly realms returns. Euripides means either a dissolution of the mutual involution of the atoms, or a similar dispersal of the unsentient elements. With food and drinks and cunning magic arts, turning the channel's course to scape from death. The breeze which heaven has sent, we must endure and toil without complaining. Another may be a more expert wrestler, but he is not more social, nor more modest, nor better disciplined to meet all that happens, nor more considerate with respect to the faults of his neighbours. Where any work can be done conformably to the reason which is common to gods and men, there we have nothing to fear. For where we are able to get profit by means of the activity which is successful and proceeds according to our constitution, there no harm is to be suspected. Everywhere and at all times it is in your power piously to acquiesce in your present condition, and to behave justly to those who are about you, and to exert your skill upon your present thoughts, that nothing shall steal into them without being well examined.